Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the final hour of the program. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. What was that, Alex?
What?
Oh, I thought you played Kid Dynamite. I couldn't hear it.
You just hear it in your head now, huh?
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Kid Dynamite!
There we go. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salam in for Chris Broussard. We're expecting Chris Broussard back on Monday, so that'll be a great thing. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Ephraim, let's go back to the biggest story of the day, which was the John Gruden lawsuit. And just the whole notion, I get the legal ramifications of it. But does John feel like, hey, my reputation's torn anyway? It doesn't matter to keep this going, you know, to keep people talking about it, and for there to still be dialogue. Like, it kind of died down, but now it's back in the news. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he could have just let this slide, but I guess there's too much money he had to give up in order to just let it slide.
Yeah, he's in the process of wanting some company, right? It's a lot of money. He feels he's owed some money, and he wants to some company on this heap of trouble he's on.
What do you feel about that? A guy bringing everybody else down.
Well, that's been from the dawn of time, right? Like, you involve yourself in nefarious activities and you get caught. Why am I the only one getting caught? Right. Other people did stuff too. What about so-and-so, so-and-so,
don't you remember
so-and-so?
When Kobe said, don't, hey,
yeah.
Shaq pays off.
It took
chicks.
Kobe a long time. A lot of people stopped liking Kobe for that. It took him a long, I was even like, oh, man.
Dude,
bro.
why are you bringing Shaq to
that?
Right. Why would you mention Shaq?
The only thing that saved Kobe was he was a kid. He was young, right?
And that was bad, though.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. Dudes was like, yo, bro, you tripping. And so we're seeing the same thing right now with John Gruden. Either release the emails, let us see who else was saying stuff, or, you know, pay me. And that's where we are with that. And there is a point there. Like, he's the only one that had some disparaging things to say. Out of 650,000 emails. So he's like, well, why did mine get leaked? Who else is there? What type of, was there any protocol breach? This shit have never come out. And why you guys had these emails for so long? Why did it happen when it happened? So there's a lot of things that he's trying to poke holes in, but it doesn't change the fact that, I mean, those comments were ridiculous and idiotic and shouldn't have been made.
Yeah, I guess that's why I have very little sympathy.
Of course, I
just don't, because it would be one thing if you're telling me I didn't write those and I got railroaded and I don't know where that came from and, you know, you wanted to fight for your name. I'm all for that. But he can't do that. It's about just the idea that why me? You know, he was Tonya Harding grabbing her leg. Was that who it was?
Yeah.
Why me? I'm not making light of it. I'm sorry.
All right, sounds like it.
But that's where John Gruden is. Dude, go away. Why are you trying to drag down other people with
man.
You?
Look, he
go,
wants some
go
company.
Away. You already made $40 million off of that ridiculous $100 million contract you had.
Misery loves company, man.
Unbelievable. And will you feel good if Andy Reid or somebody else is caught up in it? Is that what you want? You want like four other NFL coaches to go down? Is that
yeah,
you'll feel
see,
better?
See, because once you have company, it's like it's not a me thing. It's a we thing.
This is how we talk. This is how us NFL, right?
Yeah.
This is how we roll.
Yeah, yeah. No, this is the culture. This is not just me. I'm not the only chauvinist.
Right. Racist.
It's all of us.
Misogynist.
We're all together.
Unbelievable. I don't know. All right. The other thing is, the other big story, and we should get to this, is OBJ picking the Los Angeles Rams. There are people, the jury's out if it's going to work, if he's going to accept his assignment. I'm assuming he is if he's going there, knowing he's not the featured wide receiver. They got Cooper Kupp and a couple other guys who are good young receivers, right? They're rolling along. They're scoring points. It's not an issue for the Rams. But the story came out that he really wanted to go to Green Bay and play with Aaron Rodgers. That's what he really wanted. But Green Bay, facing a $40 million over the salary cap, decided, we'll take you. Because remember, he's getting the loot from Cleveland, right? He didn't get it off Scott. He got a salary from Cleveland in his back pocket. He just wanted more. Green Bay offered the veterans minimum, which would be, right, Ephraim, a prorated, right,
yeah,
of how many games that are left. So it's not that rich, but he could have gotten a chance to play with a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers. They have receivers. I think on the Packers, he might have gotten more action. No, maybe. Than the Rams? No?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so he would have gotten a little more action. He would have got a chance to play with, finally, like a supreme quarterback talent. But he chose to take the extra money from the Rams and go there. Did Green Bay make a mistake, Ephraim, by not, you know, going all out and offering them like what the Rams did, just here's $4 million with incentives? Or did Green Bay just say, dude, you said you want to win. You got the money from Cleveland. Here's what we got. Come here. Give us a chance. We've been in the NFC Championship game 2 years in a row. We got the best quarterback right now. He says no.
No, I mean, because Green Bay is they got money to spend right now. But you know, not next year. They're under the cap, $4 million under the cap now, I believe.
Right, $40 million over for next
for
right?
for next year. So in terms of a 1 year rental or half a season rental with it with a chance to get back to the Super Bowl, no, I think Green Bay did shoot themselves in the foot. They're very heavily dependent on Adams, and when you have one superstar receiver, teams double team him. And then your other guys, Scantling and these other guys, have to
Lazar
have to step up. But when you have a supreme talent and an OBJ, the old OBJ, it's hard to double either of those guys. So that helps your chance, especially for a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, immensely. And I'm sure he would have wanted that to happen. So to me, I think the Green Bay, if he wanted to go there and play in the cold, I think they made a mistake.
I think OBJ made a mistake. I think he won't be the factor that he thinks he will be with the Rams. I know everybody thinks they're going to the Super Bowl and they're going to win the Super Bowl. The jury's out on that as well. Against the best teams, they're 1-2 this year, including the two losses being at home. In the three big games they've played. But anyway, I'm not there yet. And I think the Packers, who have been able to, you know, play pretty well and win some pretty big games. We saw the game against San Francisco, right? 37 seconds. They went to the desert against an undefeated team without any. Aaron Rodgers was missing three of his top receivers.
Yeah.
And they won that game.
They won that game.
I mean, that was against an undefeated team. And they were playing on the road. Like, that to me was one of those games where you look at a quarterback and you say, this is the guy you want who can win something sometime when you don't have all your bullets, right?
Yeah.
Anybody can win when you have all your bullets, Ephraim. Sometimes you got to pull it out of your you know where and just kind of win. So I just wonder about, you know, OBJ and really, you know, where his thinking is. And I'm not saying that the Rams aren't in the mix for the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that.
I get it, but you gotta know your worth as a player as well. You know what I mean? Like, there'll be plenty of time for him to take pay cuts and all
right.
of that. Like, he's a fast approaching 30. So on the other side of that, it's a slope. So you gotta, as a player, you gotta know your worth. We never really got to see his worth in Cleveland from chemistry wise as well as injuries. So he still regards himself as a top receiver.
But he hasn't been that
he
for
hasn't,
like 4 years.
He has not.
Am I right?
You're right. You're absolutely right. And NFL is, what have you done for me lately? The Rams were willing to set up a contract where he gave him a guarantee, 1.2, and then allowed him to earn another 3 in incentives.
Right.
Which, okay, I'll take that. Were there incentives available in the Green Bay contract? We don't know. We don't know what that is.
That we don't know, right. But
right?
They did offer him just a veteran's minimum. And what is that now, Ephraim? Do you know?
I believe it's 700, 750 okay. or something like that, I believe.
Yeah, 750. I think you're right on that number.
You know what it was when I was back when I...
No, what was it? Please tell me.
It wasn't 750. I can tell you that. I think it was 400, 450 or something like that.
And then
that.
By the time you pay your agent and Uncle Sam,
Lord.
You could have been working at Taco Bell.
I tell you what they did. The thing that really saved a lot of veteran guys from getting cut and out of the league early was they passed a rule in one of the collective bargaining agreements that a veteran minimum of, when it did get up to about 700, 690, something like that, it counted the same as the minimum. It counted the same as the rookie minimum.
Okay.
So whatever that number was. So
right,
because
so they couldn't get rid of you
because
for a rookie.
Guys were getting cut because their veteran minimum was $300,000-$400,000 more than what young guys were. So that was one of the best things they did in the NFL,
right.
Allow guys to prolong their career.
Yeah, that always I just the way that the players didn't take care of each other and stick up for each other. It's always one of the things that bothered me the most about the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the players.
Oh, yeah. They
because you got to be together, man, even if you're a star or the last guy. Let me tell you, in baseball, when they do the licensing, Ephraim,
yeah.
for like the hats and all that stuff, do you know that they get an equal share whether you're the 26th man on the roster or the star pitcher or star home run slugger? Everybody gets the same share. Like that's how you build that. So you might be a rookie making $400,000, and the share for each player might be $200,000. That's what you get.
Yeah.
If you're on the opening day roster.
It's, it's you know, NFL is different. Number one, you got so many guys. You got 53 guys. And everybody.
Yeah, but they make a lot of money,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but not
league.
Everybody.
No,
not
I'm talking about the league makes
that,
the money.
Oh, the league makes the most out of
yes.
all three of the professional leagues
right.
outside of football combined. But when you have the hierarchy like you do, and remember there was a quarterbacks club, remember that, right? Where
oh,
the
yeah.
quarterbacks were like, look, we're not going to be with the players union. We're going to do our own thing because they had the most cachet. They were making the most money.
But that's ridiculous. But that undermines
of course,
everybody
that
else.
Undermined. That's why that went away.
Right.
But that sentiment, right? The sentiment is not off. It's not far. Like, everybody's not making Patrick Mahomes money. Everybody's not making. When we see these big contracts come out, the majority of the team, the NFL is built on late round draft picks
right.
and minimum salaries.
No doubt. All right, let's do this. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Did the Packers make a mistake by not going all in to sign Odell Beckham Jr.? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday. Alex doing his thing. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salam, and for Chris Broussard. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And feel your best with M-Drive. You want to lose weight? Try M-Drive Lean Protein Powder, backed with real science to help you lose weight. Go to mdriveformen.com. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdriveformen.com. That's right. Go get M-Drive. All right, we're talking about OBJ reports that he wanted to go to Green Bay, but they didn't break the bank for him like the Rams, so he decided to take the loot and go to Hollywood. Did the Packers make a mistake? Ephraim thinks they did. I think Odell made a mistake. 877-99 on Fox. Want to hear from you.
Well, let's see what the people think. Let's go to LC in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Hey, guys. Hey, Rob. This is LC Johnson. How you guys doing?
Good,
LC,
brother.
I knew it was you. What's up, bro?
All right, man. I'm good, man. Making my weekly commute driving through the Pocono Mountains. But anyhow, listen, guys. I kind of disagree a little bit with both of you guys. I think Odell ended up in the best spot. I'm actually more amazed that the Rams continue to find out ways to work this salary cap, Maddie, to get guys like him of his caliber, you know, on their roster. That's the first thing and foremost. Secondly, I would submit to you that if you're OBJ and you're thinking about, okay, what's the best situation, I would ask you, who's considered the best coach? Based on last week's production alone, I thought the Packers had a horrible game plan with Jordan Love at the helm. That was terrible. You should have been relying heavily on the run and not putting so much pressure on that kid who obviously is not ready for the prime time yet.
Elsie, I get it, and you can make a case for that. They've been 13-3 the last 2 years. Nobody's won more games in the NFL than the Packers.
But hang on. Wait, Rob, I got point 1A and 1A. So listen, also, let's face it, man. Aaron Rodgers, or as the lovely George Teller has dubbed, QAA9B Rodgers. This dude, man, is flakier than Kyrie Irving, man. Who's to say that he's going to be able to play any more games the rest of the year? He may not be able to play this Sunday. I was just thinking, just imagine this was like, imagine if last week's game was the NFC title game, and this fool can't play because he's trying to shuck and jive and, you know, circumvent the system by lying to people about him being vaccinated. So for that reason alone, I'm out if I'm OBJ, because you don't know if he's going to be able to play this week, let alone when it really gets time for the nitty-gritty. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there.
There's a whole bunch there.
Yeah, there's a lot there. You know, whether he's going to play or not, I mean, that's a crapshoot. There's about five quarterbacks. Is Lamar going to play? He's got COVID twice. Hasn't he had COVID twice? You know, so Josh Allen didn't get vaccinated. Kirk Cousins, not that he would be playing in the playoffs, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ephraim, there's a number of guys.
It's a lot to unpack there. All things considered, if Aaron Rodgers is playing and everybody else is playing, it would have been a good fit, in my opinion. Let's go to Trucker Justin, in Illinois. You're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
There it is. My man. Thank you, Justin.
No problem. Hey, all I got to say is, of course, they made a mistake, but that's kind of the Packers' MO is making financial mistakes. You can only go so far on, like, one star player.
Justin, let me ask you this. Do you think the Packers are hamstrung because they don't have an owner? You know, they're publicly owned and they're run by a committee, Ephraim. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
yep.
If you have an owner like a Jerry Jones or somebody could say, Robert Kraft, hey, go get that guy. I don't care. Make it work. You know what I mean? We'll figure it out.
I think that's what hurts
the Packers.
Well, if they were smart, they would have picked him up. Because, frankly, I mean, they're going to be up against the Rams, the Cowboys, the Cardinals. They're stacked.
Yeah,
you didn't let me finish.
You're right. They didn't help themselves. Especially by, you know, him picking an NFC, you know, opponent that eventually in the playoffs they'll have to see. It'll possibly.
You know, they could get knocked out.
You're right. It'll possibly be that game where OBJ catches, you know, 7 for 125 and 2 touchdowns, right?
Well, he drops the game-winning touchdown
either
in the
way,
end zone.
Either way. let's go to Leo in New York. You on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Leo, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Thank you for being there, Ephraim. You know, I'm very looking forward to your pick for the weekend so I can make some money.
Okay, there you go.
There you go, man.
Because Shekko City has me filing up for bankruptcy right now. I mean, Lord. I know you didn't tell me who to bet on, and you only betting on them, but Jesus, Rob.
What? I was 11 out of 15 before last night.
I don't know about that. Anyways, I'm from here. The Green Bay made a mistake because when you don't even know what your quarterback is doing next season, you have to go for broke right now. You have to put all your chips in the middle of the table because you might not even have Aaron Rodgers next season. So for a few couple hundred thousand dollars, you're passing on OBJ. Now he's getting to a rival. If anything, you have to keep him away from your rival in NFC, but now you're losing him, and now he can actually create damage against your team. So I'm just saying, you know, they made a mistake over here.
All right, Leo.
Leo's a wise man.
But he hasn't been the star player. Like that's the other part. And I'm not saying he's no goody from, you know, but I think people are crowning him like he's going to turn back the clock, like he's back with Eli, or it's the Dallas Cowboy game we all saw on Sunday Night Football, right, when he made that catch with the sticky gloves. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but the chemistry wasn't there with him and Baker. It wasn't there from the beginning. I mean, him being in Cleveland didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't
right?
work
so,
out.
So, you know.
100%.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's right. One man's chicken is another man's gumbo. That's what I like to say.
No. Wow. Okay. Well, that's real country right there, man.
All right. We're heading out to Vegas with our man Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. That's why he joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio on a Funky Flashback Friday. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob Parker and Ephraim Salaam, who's in for Chris Broussard. Let's welcome in our man, Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports, one of my favorite people. I love hanging out with him when I go to Vegas. And Lamar, I want you to know that before last night, I had knocked down 11 out of 15 picks against the spread. Football and basketball.
Oh, wow.
That's not bad, right? I could live.
That's not bad. That's not
there.
Bad. You did take my advice last week and stay up for that 14 off of Buffalo, right?
No, you know I didn't because I was a knucklehead. I couldn't believe that.
Mm.
Lamar called it. He called it. He's been telling me. And
you don't listen.
That was just ugly. All right, we got plenty that we need to ask from you. So let's get it kicked off. There's nobody hotter than the Titans right now in the NFL. This week, they're 3-point favorites at home against the Saints. The money has to be pouring in on Tennessee after the way they worked over the Rams like a burger and fries last week.
Believe it or not, it's still lightly bet. We're looking at about 2-1 on money for the Titans.
Just 2-1? The Saints don't even have a quarterback. Who's quarterbacking?
Yeah, I mean, 2-1 on tickets also. I mean, they haven't bet this game yet. We're just waiting for the weekend to come up.
Okay. Wow.
Figure,
don't
right?
You, yeah. Right? Wouldn't you take the Titans in this game?
Yeah, of course, especially after what they did. I mean, how physical they were.
And it's only 3 points. It's not like the Titans by 9 or something. You wouldn't touch it.
Wow.
Right, and you know Kamara, he might not play.
Well, he's not going to play. He's ruled out. He's
they've
out.
Announced it. Yep,
he's out.
Yep. But I got to get my money on that game like ASAP before it goes up.
Yeah, so far that's our most bet game, but not a lot, you know.
Wow, that's crazy. What about the Browns? They're 2-point dogs in Foxborough against the Patriots. The Pats' offense has quietly been putting up numbers. I mean, who would have thought, but it seems like they worked this thing out. The Browns did it without Odell last week. What kind of action are you seeing in this game?
This is crazy because we do have more tickets on the Pats, but the money's all Browns. It's about a 4-to-1 ratio on the Browns.
Mm. Wow. Everybody loved, well, after that last game, they looked pretty damn good, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Plus, they're betting the over on this game, too, as well.
Okay, that's good to know. All right, the game I'm most excited about this Sunday is Seattle against Green Bay. Russell Wilson is back. That seemed quicker than normal, and he's back. And the reports are that Aaron Rodgers will be cleared and be able to play as well. Where are the sharps on this one?
No sharp action on this because we just got it up late. Ticket activity on this is even, like I say, because we got it up late. But the money we do have on us 2-to-1 in favor of Seattle.
Wow. Is that because they didn't think Aaron's going to play?
Yeah, that's a good possibility. You know, with Russell coming back, plus the fact that Aaron's not going to get any reps this week.
Wow. Well,
that's still surprising.
That is. I mean, guys have come out and played well at that level right. and not practice all week. What about the Bills and that disaster that we had from them last week against the Jags? They're big favorites this Sunday, the 12-point favorites on the road against the Jets.
I'm afraid to give up 12 points.
And that's the question. Are better scared of the Bills based on what we saw from them last week?
You better believe it.
They didn't score a touchdown, the Bills.
Yeah, everyone
is a Mike White believer.
You know what? That means that you should bet the ranch on the Bills. If everybody's betting
heavy,
Mike White.
Heavy money coming in on the Jets. Ticket activity is even, but heavy, heavy money on the Jets.
You haven't seen this much money on the Jets since Joe Namath predicted that they win Super Bowl III.
That's right. Todd, the quarterback.
Richard Todd era. Right.
I tell you what, if this kid White can just stay healthy and just he gonna make himself a bunch of money.
Man. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Lamar Mitchell. From the MGM Grand, of course, the director of race and sports. Looking on the board, one game that stands out to me, it's what's going on with the Steelers. They opened up as a 10-point home favorite against the Lions, which it should be expected. And that number has been bet all the way down to Steelers at 7.5. Does that say something more about Detroit or more about Pittsburgh?
I think that says more about Pittsburgh. I mean, they've won some games, but they haven't looked real well. One of those games. Detroit, they got it up not at some point. And, you know, Campbell's got those guys chomping at the knee. So it says more about what the public think the Lions can finally do against a Steeler team that isn't a typical Steeler team.
Let's talk about these Cowboys, America's team.
That was ugly this past week.
We do have to talk about them. They're 9.5-point favorites, home favorites against the Falcons. The Cowboys have been 7-0 against the spread until last week in that debacle in Denver. Are the bettors confident in their ability to bounce back this week against Atlanta?
No, sir. about 3-to-1 money is coming in on the Falcons. Mm. They're betting the over on this. Although America's team is a 2-to-1 favorite in tickets, but money-wise, that 9.5 looks too juicy for the public.
But you know what? If you remember last year and Lamar and Ephraim, do you remember the Falcons were beating them big time and then they choked it the game down at the end? You remember they gave up the big lead?
Yeah, that was that onside, I don't want to touch the ball.
Exact debacle. You remember that?
Yeah,
but I'm just wondering, you know, I don't know. I mean, like normally you would think, okay, yeah, I'll take that. The Cowboys have been scoring a lot of points. I agree with the over, but a 9.5, I saw the Falcons beat – New Orleans. I was in New Orleans last weekend, and, you know, they were just okay. The Falcons, hard for me to put my money down on that team. They're so wishy-washy, but 9.5 is juicy. So
yeah, I mean, they are wishy-washy, like you say, but history, past history with the Cowboys, they typically play them pretty tough. So that 9.5, like I say, is very, very juicy.
All right, there we go. Our man Lamar Mitchell from the MGM Grand. He's the director of Racing Sports, our buddy. Thanks for the insight this weekend, man. I can't wait.
Hey, fellas, you guys have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks.
Yep, appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam. And coming up, we'll wrap this bad boy up with the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Ephraim will not be 5-0 again this week. Stick and stay,
America!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Man, Alex, it is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We always finish it up with the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, in for Chris Broussard. We expect Chris back on Monday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio. Let's get to that Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the Pigskin Pickoff. The Odd Couple. Rob Parker, Ephraim Salaam, picking NFL games against the spread. Now, Rob Parker's mentioned it a few times. Ephraim Salaam went 5-0 when he was here 2 weeks ago.
Anybody can get lucky.
Really?
You know, like they just.
Have you been lucky?
Wow. You know, it's okay, Rob, because I heard that Ephraim tried to do the Pigskin Pickoff on his Saturday show and went 0-5.
No,
see,
that's not true.
I believe that.
We are actually, if you guys want to listen to some serious radio on the weekends, you tune into my show, because we do, me and Brian know, we do a pick'em.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're stealing bits now. Okay.
No, we're not. No. Because we got hard-earned cash on the line.
Okay.
Very nice.
And I'm up. I think I'm 15-6, and he's under 500. So
that's
just
pretty good.
Wow.
15-6 is good. All right. What time is your show on? Let everybody know.
My show is on from 4-7 Pacific time. So that's...
7-10 Eastern.
7-10.
Yes. Okay.
Ephraim, before we get to it, why is it that a multi-million-dollar successful athlete and TV and film producer,
yes,
is taking money from a struggling radio host?
Because he talks crap.
There you go. Okay. That's a good reason to do it, Ephraim. I'm with
right
you.
On.
You're talking crap.
You step
money
into the danger zone. You get it like everybody else.
Yes.
All right, let's get right to it. Again, now, Rob, this is not counting against your overall season total because Chris ain't here.
It's counting between our total.
It's the gentleman's bet between Rob and Ephraim.
It's our total.
Ephraim,
I tell you
let's
that.
Get some wings on this one. Me
let's
and you,
all right?
Let's
put it on.
Let's put the wings. Whoever has the best record, I'm with it. Let's do it.
Well, all you right want a 10-piece, 20-piece? What you want?
Let's do a 10.
10-piece, done.
All right.
Casual. Let's do it. All right, number one, Saints at the time. Talked about it with Lamar. Titans, 3-point home favorites. No Alvin Kamara in this one for New Orleans. Ephraim, who do you like?
Oh, I'm taking the Titans. Absolutely taking the Titans. I just don't see the Saints with a combo duo of Simeon and what's his name? The Swiss Army Knife guy. I just don't see them. Taysom Hill, beating the Titans at home. Not as physical as the Titans have been, even without Derrick Henry.
I'm with you. I don't know how they don't come in ready for, you know, loaded for bear. What they were able to do, they should have confidence sky high. And Kamara being out and the quarterback carousel and not knowing, I just do not. I think this is the lock of the year. I'm going to say it. I should put $1,000 on this
Do
game.
Do it then.
I'm not even kidding you. That's how confident I feel about him.
Balling.
Right. All right, we move on. Game number
that's
two.
That's what happens when you don't have any kids or a wife.
Are you right? There you go.
The Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots. No Odell in this game. We don't know what the Patriots running back situation is like, but they are 2.5-point home favorites in this one. Rob Parker, who you taking?
Man. Browns look so good and impressive. Is that going to continue? Patriots have played well. I'm going to take the Patriots. I'm going to take the Patriots. It looks like the Browns all the way. Patriots at home. They've played really well of late. I'm going to take the Patriots.
You know what? I wanted to take the Patriots, but if we keep picking the same, then we'll run into the same record.
Well, but we're not. We still got three more picks. Don't just pick one. Let me do my thing.
All
right.
Okay? Let me do my thing.
Go ahead. I'm taking
the Browns in this one.
Oh, wow. Okay, great.
Browns stepped it up. They don't have that cloud of OBJ hanging over them anymore. Baker Mayfield can breathe. He doesn't have to try to force anything with anybody. I know Nick Chubb may not be available, probably out, but I think the Browns go in and get after Mac Jones.
Nick Chubb already ruled out, Ephraim.
Yes.
So it's going to be rough for you in this one.
It's okay. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay.
Game number three. We talked about this one with Lamar as well. Buffalo Bills, fresh off one of the biggest upsets, was the last 20 years, like that, something like that, 17-point favorites, and they lost outright.
Yep.
They're 12.5-point road favorites in New York against the New York Jetropolitans.
Yes.
Ephraim, who you taking,
I'm taking the Jets, baby. Give me them points. I'll take the Jets. Bills will come out more aggressive, more intense. But the Jets and that new star, Mr. White, he is something to watch. If he's healthy and he's playing, which I believe he is, I just like what he brings to that team.
I already know Mike White, or whatever his name is so full of himself now. Did you see the latest story? I should have been drafted in the first round. Now he's like talking all this smack.
Might as well.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Get your 5 minutes of fame. Keep talking. I got Buffalo in a rout.
Oof.
Buffalo wins by 21 points, and that whole Jets fantasy land, what was his name who played for the Knicks, had a cup of coffee and a sweet roll?
Jeremy Lin.
This will all be over. I couldn't even remember his name. Mike White will be Jeremy Lin in a couple of weeks, okay? Remember that.
Jeremy Lin made a bunch of money now.
That's okay.
He made a bunch of money.
Yeah, he didn't belong on the Sports Illustrated cover twice in 2 weeks.
He made a bunch of money.
Okay.
Just want to say, Rob, the last quarterback Ephraim was in like this on was Jimmy Garoppolo, and we saw that worked out.
Yeah, yes. That didn't work out too well.
Number four.
He got paid, though.
He did get paid.
He got paid.
A ton of money. Number four, Seahawks.
Yeah, but he gave it away to the porn star.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Seahawks at the Packers. Packers 3.5-point home favorites. Russell Wilson is in. We think Aaron Rodgers is in as well. We don't know for sure yet, though. Rob Parker, who you picking?
I'm going with the Pack. I'm going to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to play, and if he doesn't, then I'll lose the bet. If he's playing, Seattle coming to Green Bay. The Packers, look at what that defense did to Kansas City. I know they're not a juggernaut, but they held Patrick Mahomes to one touchdown, 166 yards, and were in that game the whole way. They could have won that game. I like the Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers at home as well. Even though, Seattle's getting Russell Wilson back, they have some problems on offensive line. Not quite sure what they're going to do with their running game. Seattle goes with the running game. If they don't have it locked in, then they don't have a chance to win. So I'm going with the Pack as well.
All right, last game, Sunday Night Football. Kansas City Chiefs, 2.5-point road favorites in Vegas against the Raiders. Ephraim, who you like?
I'm taking the Raiders. I'm taking the Raiders at home. They got a lot of stuff going on in that organization. We saw they came out and played after Gruden was exercised. I'm just not a believer in the Chiefs fixing all of their shortcomings so fast. They still have some things they really need to work out. I don't believe they've done it in a week's time, so I'm going with the Raiders.
Hard for me to pick Kansas City. The last two wins are the most uninspiring. The Giants, if you remember in that game, Ephraim, the Giants had like two picks called back.
Yeah.
You know, like they could have won that game easily. And if I remember, they fumbled the ball. That's how Kansas City actually got the game-winning field goal. It was 20-17. They struggled against Green Bay. This game is in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to take the Raiders. I'm not sure that Kansas City's there, so.
I want my
right.
wings.
Yes, thanks, Rob G.
I want my
yes,
wings.
Sir.
Thanks to Ephraim, man. Thanks, Ephraim. Had a great time. Have a great weekend, all
you
right?
You too, brother.
All right, Odd Couple, next week, don't forget, Chris Broussard will be back.